Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. I'm telling you, you'd pay for the pre-show. The banter between me and Chris Kennedy O'Sullivan in Dallas would be worth at least $50 a ticket. Just for the 10 minutes before the show. It's enough to make you laugh out loud and fall on the floor laughing like your insides are falling out. Funny stuff. All right, let's talk about the biggest news stories of the day. Actually, before I get to the biggest news story, I promised I would give a thank you and a welcome to the latest station that joined my network here on USA Audio Network, WTJS 93.1 FM, has added us to their lineup. This is in Tennessee, Jackson, Tennessee. And we welcome you aboard. Thank you. WTJS 93.1 FM has added the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered. The Root is, in fact, on fire. All right. I put right at the top of my pile great stories today. A lot of news, but at the top of my pile, Trump takes an incredible 45-point lead in the latest poll from Clarity Campaign. He's got a 45-point lead over Ron DeSantis. You think it's close? 45. I mean, it's like the whole poll. It's like Trump and everybody else is like, 3'1", and Trump is 8'9". He's Will Chamberlain against a bunch of very small Jewish guys. Trump is just killing him, and I could say that because I'm Jewish. President Trump garnered 65% of Republican primary voters support against Ron DeSantis's 20. So 65 and 20, 45-point lead, which has got to be the biggest lead he's had in any poll in the primary so far. And, of course, nobody else is even in it. Everybody else is, got 1% or 0% or 2%. So, look, anybody else who's declaring for president at this point is just an egomaniac and delusional and a fool. I just saw, I got to see if I can find it because I have 100 articles here. But some guy just declared for the Republican nomination for president today. Hold on. Let me see if here it is. I got it. I have like 50 articles here, but I found it somehow, some way. Ryan Binkley announces 2024 Republican presidential run. Ryan Binkley. He's the pastor and CEO of a Texas mergers and acquisitions firm. I knew you could be the CEO of a mergers and acquisitions firm. Did you ever know you could be the pastor of a Texas mergers and acquisitions firm? I don't know. I suppose it's just the way they put the sentence. I think they mean he's a pastor and he's a CEO of a Texas mergers and acquisitions firm. But he's announced he's running for the Republican nomination for president. And he is the first candidate I've seen, says Caleb Brown. Who the hell's Caleb Brown? That has the character, credentials, and competence to be a leader that won't embarrass us. He's 55 years old. He says, I believe in God. I believe in America. I believe in liberty. I believe in you. I'm asking you to believe in me. I'm running for president of the United States. This is just a great example. I'm sure he's a really great guy. I'm sure I'd like to hang around him. I'm sure we'd have a drink together at the bar. I don't drink, so we'd have a Perrier together at the bar. He's probably a wonderful man, family man, God man. But listen, here's the deal. Can I straighten you out? I'm a pretty famous guy. I'm not famous like Donald Trump is famous. I'm not quite famous like Tucker Carlson's famous, but I'm on the next level down. And I ran for president of the United States in 2008, and I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination. I was on the Libertarian presidential ticket. which at the time got the second most votes in the history of the Libertarian Party. And the only reason we didn't get the first most is because on top of the ticket was Bob Barr, who was kind of a quiet, shy guy, and I should have been on top of the ticket. And they kind of relegated me to campaigning on the West Coast, and he took all the media centers on the East Coast, and nobody fell in love with him, and we wound up with some votes, but not enough. So my point to you is simple. I think I could be a great president of the United States. You don't see me running, do you? Because I'm not needed. President Trump is the candidate. President Trump has every characteristic I've got, except he's the most famous man in the world. And I understand that fame is everything. Celebrity is everything in politics. You know, it's all about showbiz. Politics is showbiz. And Donald Trump is the candidate, and Donald Trump is the man who served as president, who already fought the deep state and won. So as big as my ego is, it never even occurred to me that I would run for president in 2024. It's Trump that will win the nomination. And by the way, if Trump didn't win the nomination, he will. But I'm saying if he wasn't in the race, Ron DeSantis would be the clear-cut leader, and there'd be no reason for a Wayne Root. You'd also have other good candidates who are governors and senators, and the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and the former head of the CIA, Mike Pompeo. So the fact that a guy who's completely unheard of thinks that because he believes in God, family, and America, every Republican believes in God, family, and America, you're just delusional, and your ego's too big, and you believe in yourself too much. And I'm a guy who believes you have to believe in yourself 110%. And if you don't say great things about you, no one else will. So it's not like I think, you know, my ego's small. I believe in me. And I believe Wayne Root's a great TV host, a great radio host, and I'd make a great president. But there's no reason to run for president. There's no reason to give up my radio and TV, because Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. He's a fantastic candidate, and you can't get more famous than him, and you can't get more right on every issue except the COVID vaccines. There's just no room or reason for Wade Allen Root. Why would this guy think there's room or reason for an unknown guy named Ryan Binkley? I have no idea. So there goes my thoughts on that one. How could your ego be so big that you don't see that Donald Trump is beloved by almost every Republican in America, and the few who don't find him beloved will vote for Ron DeSantis, and that's it. And the rest of them are all kidding themselves. But Ryan Binkley, I'm sorry, but you don't even have a chance against Mike Pompeo. He just backed out. He's not even running. You don't even have a chance against Nikki 3% Haley. You don't even have a chance against 7% Mike Pence. And if you're going to bring out the Christian card, Mike Pence is as big a Christian as anyone on earth. And that's why he's got 7%. He should be at zero. But he's got 7% because there's a few Christians who go to church who are deluded into thinking that he's the right candidate. He's not. But he's got the Christian side of the world covered. So I don't know where Ryan Binkley comes from. I don't know what he's thinking, but he's completely delusional. And more importantly, Donald Trump was a great president. Why would anyone run against a great president who's trying to get in the White House again? If you're a good Republican and you look at the list of things he did, he's a great Republican president. So my ego takes a back seat to Donald Trump, even my ego. Late night losers. First story was how big Trump was. Second story is how much they've cost themselves on late night TV, including like Jimmy Kimmel, who, you know, for some strange reason mentioned me twice in his monologues in the month of, I think, February, just 2 months ago. Twice in a two-week period, he mentioned Wayne Allen Root in his monologues, and I kept saying, this guy is nobody watching. And how do I know? Because he mentioned me in the monologues, and I have thousands of friends across the United States. And in both cases, only one person called me to tell me they heard Jimmy Kimmel talk about me in his opening commentary, his opening monologue. Isn't that amazing? And it was the same guy. And he's a liberal. That's it. In the whole world, out of the thousands of people I know, one liberal watches Jimmy Kimmel and saw him mention me and called me both times. But the reality is nobody's watching. So in 2018, the late night programs combined drew $698 million in advertising. 2018, $698 million. By 2022, they're drawing $412 million, a drop of 41% in 5 years. 41% down. And the answer is simple. You got rid of about half your audience. So, of course, your advertising revenues are down. How stupid can you be? All right, some more stories that are very important. Pfizer, you know, my favorite company in the world. You know how much I love Pfizer. Pfizer, the drug company, Pfizer, the vaccine company, gave millions of dollars each to independent groups to push the COVID vaccine mandates. They made grants to medical associations, consumer groups, and civil rights organizations for the purpose of creating the appearance of widespread support for the COVID-19 vaccine mandates. This is from an investigative journalist report by Li Fang. So, I mean, think about this for a minute. The only reason anybody took the vaccine is they were forced to do it by OSHA, or forced to do it, or begged to do it, or pushed to do it by their doctors, and by the groups they're involved with, or by groups they heard in the media. And all of them were bought off. Don't you get that now? The media was bought off. The public health groups were bought off. The patient advocacy groups were bought off. The doctors' associations were bought off. The community groups were bought off. The Biden administration was bought off. And the Biden administration bought off the media. That's the only reason everybody told you to take the vaccine. And it's a deadly, dangerous vaccine. It's backfired. It never should have been given to anybody. They should have stopped the program as soon as they saw the trial results. The trial results were horrible. But the trial results were hidden and covered up by Big Pharma, which, by the way, is a crime. It's called fraud. And if people die, it's called murder. How is that not murder? If American, listen to me, liberals. Hey, liberals, an American Fortune 500 company has covered up the results of their testing, then they give it to everyone, and those people die. Isn't that mass murder? According to every liberal in America, it's the definition of what you think evil, greedy corporations would do. How stupid could you be? You know who took the Pfizer funding? The Chicago Urban League, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Immunization Partnership, the American Pharmacists Association, the American College of Preventive Medicine. Wow. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system. Two layers of MyPillow foam and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me.
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, how many times can one man be right? I've just been right thousands of times in 7 years on the air. Here's the latest study. Face masks linked to stillbirths, testicular dysfunction, I don't like the way that sounds, and and cognitive decline due to carbon dioxide buildup. Isn't this what I said from the first day? If you're a doctor and you're in a hospital setting, you're in a surgery center, a surgery room, you're in the ICU, of course you need to wear a mask because you can't cough your germs into the open body of someone you're operating on. And also in all these ICUs and emergency rooms, everybody's deathly sick, and so there's so many germs in the air. Instead of when you're outdoors, there's one germ per million square feet. You're in an ICU, there's probably a billion germs. So of course you're wearing a mask. But and the hospital has 10,000 masks, so you take that off the minute you leave the room, and you put a new one on. Then you take that off the minute you leave another room, you put a new one on. So it's always a clean mask on your face. You only keep it on for a few minutes. But the average person that has one mask all day and puts it in their filthy pocket, in a filthy middle section of their car, with their keys and their cell phone. Cell phones are dirtier than toilet covers. Do you know that? The cover of a toilet bowl is not as dirty as a cell phone. So you're putting your mask by your cell phone in your pocket, and the next thing you know, you're putting it over your mouth. Of course it's linked to testicular dysfunction, cognitive decline, and stillbirths. Of course it's leading to bad stuff. Wearing a piece of cloth or plastic over your nose and mouth causes carbon dioxide poisoning, which in turn increases the risk of illness, stillbirths, testicular dysfunction, cognitive decline, among other serious health problems. Those are just the headlines in the article. I told you from day one, masks are poison, just like the vaccine is poison, just like lockdowns are poison. You want to get sick? Lock me alone in a house for 3 months. Oh, you'll get sick, all right. You'll get really sick. You'll get lonely. You'll get depressed. You'll put a gun in your mouth and you'll blow your brains out. the stupidest ideas in world history. Lockdowns, mask mandates, and COVID vaccines without any testing or any control groups. Unbelievable. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this. How did I know all that? I'm not a doctor. I guess I have more common sense than any doctor. That's what it comes down to. And the people who believe in this stuff have no common sense. My buddy Darren lives in Los Angeles, and he's gone from being just completely apolitical. He was never a liberal, but apolitical. Knew nothing about politics, didn't care about politics. Now he's a raving Trump Republican. Jewish from Los Angeles, raving Trump Republican. And he sends me photos all the time of all the homeless people camped in front of his beautiful neighborhood. When you walk out the door of his million-dollar condo, it's homeless tents as far as you could see, and the smell of vomit, urine, and poop, and drug needles on the ground. And that same guy sent me a photo yesterday of three different places. He was shopping in three different places. They all had people wearing masks. Some of them, those really, you know, in-depth, fancy masks. What are they, like N95? It's so ridiculous. And then a sign. He took a photo of a sign in one of the stores, in one of the pharmacies. I guess it was like CVS. And the sign said, pick up your COVID tests here and use them 3 days before your trips. What are you talking about? I've been on so many trips since COVID. I've never used a COVID test before a trip or coming home for a trip. What does it matter? You're all crazy. First of all, I've been sick twice in 30 years. So why am I ever going to test for getting sick when I never get sick? And number two, let's say I did get sick. I have a buddy right now, a really good friend, who's been very sick. He has bronchitis, he says. That's what the doctor told him. But maybe it's COVID. What do I care? What do I need a COVID test for? What if I take a test and I'm sick and it comes back COVID? What about it? Is that any different than pneumonia or the flu or bronchitis or just a common cold? You should stay home till you feel better. End of story. What's the difference if it's COVID? What do we need a COVID test for? This is the insanity of the United States of America now. But it's not insanity. It's greed. These big pharma companies, these pharmacy chains, they're just conning you to get more money out of you. You don't need a COVID test. What's the difference? What's in you? You got the flu. COVID is another name for the flu. It's like if you adopted a cat and someone said it's called a lion. But it doesn't matter. It's still a cat. I don't care what they're calling it. Maybe they'll call it a mouse. It looks like a cat to me. Does it matter if they call it a mouse? A cat's a cat. You got the flu. It doesn't matter if you've got COVID. But it matters if you got gold. You better have gold. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor. How's that for a segue? Is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And they're willing to give you up to $15,000 in free silver. They sell physical gold and silver to with your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k retirement account. Delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Be sure and tell them Wainwright sent you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. President Biden, addressing the age-old question of his age, is insisting he's not too old to run for re-election. Biden, who's 80, said Americans can decide for themselves if they think his age is an issue.
One of the things that people are going to find out, they're going to see a race, and they're going to judge whether or not I have or don't have it.
He said he feels good and he's excited about the prospects of a second term. He's in. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson formally announced he's running for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. In his announcement in Bentonville today, Hutchinson said he's running so Republicans have an alternative to Donald Trump. The 11-year prison sentence for Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes is being delayed. Holmes appealed a lower court decision to deny her release earlier this month while she appeals her original fraud conviction. She was supposed to report to a minimum security facility near Houston Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend your life. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. We've got a great guest for you, but first, let me remind you of the sponsor of the show, Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Let Dr. Zelenko protect you with Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. One of the best all-time names, by the way. Zelenko! Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger inside us. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR. All right. My guest is here, Ilan Strulevich. He's a Hollywood actor, starred in many films and shows, including The Walking Dead, portrayed Wesley. He's the founder and CEO of eGuard Watches. His website is eGuardWatches.com. Ilan Strulevich, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey, great to have you. So you were a guest on my show back in 2020, which seems like 100 years ago, to discuss your videos that went viral and got millions of views defending the police. That was during the time of BLM rioting, all those nice people that were so peaceful that were burning down the country. And you were responding to Gillette at the time, Gillette Razors. And now you're responding to Bud Light in a new ad for your watch company, eGuard Watches. First of all, what is eGuard Watches? Let's start with that. What's the unique aspect of eGuard Watches?
Well, on an aesthetic level, we do some really cool stuff. We make some really unique case shapes and sapphire crystals that I haven't seen anyone else make. And we're a pretty unique brand in that sense aesthetically. And then our story beyond that, I designed my first watch for my father. There's an element of legacy there, and that's kind of why we're making the watches. We're making them so people can pass them down or up to people they love, and it'll represent that kind of bond, especially between a father and a son.
All right, so you got your watches, though, involved in politics, and I assume that means you must have a pretty right-wing conservative crowd that's buying your watches who've embraced you now. Would that sum it up pretty well?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think a woke crowd would not like you, right? A woke crowd would run away from you.
Yeah, they do. They send us hate mail.
And by the way, how do you keep working in Hollywood with your attitude? I mean, I love your attitude. I've got the same attitude as you, but I lost my career in Hollywood. I was, known as one of the top guys, contenders for major game shows in Hollywood in the early 1990s. And I lost my role and I lost my agent and stopped getting called because I was outwardly conservative Republican. I hosted a big event at my home for the Republican Congress. And from that point on, I was dead to Hollywood. How do you keep working in Hollywood?
I don't work much anymore. I mean, it's died off for me, too.
There you go.
2 weeks after I debated one of the guys from the Young Turks, Dr. Richie, I got dropped by my manager and my agent. And I got an email a few months ago saying, hey, if you're going to continue down this path, you should find new management. So
I
have that.
There you go. So nothing's changed, see, since the 1990s, all the same. Unbelievable. Yeah. Sorry about that, buddy. So I went through the same thing. I was picked to be the host of Gambit, the big game show, and then ABC turned it down, and I believe to this day it was 100% because of my politics. Then I produced a reality TV show, and it got over 1 million viewers an episode, and that was recently. That was like 3-4 years ago. 1 million viewers an episode. You understand the business, Ilan. 1 million viewers an episode on cable TV is a big hit show. It was the third year, and they didn't renew us for the fourth year, despite getting 1 million viewers an episode in the third year after getting 500,000 the first year, 700,000 episodes second year. We went up to 1 million the third year, and they cut us, which is unheard of. And I believe it's because they knew my politics, and they mentioned that they were very unhappy about my politics. Next thing you know, they said, we're not renewing your show. So it's just, that's Hollywood, man. Terrible, terrible people. They don't believe in dissent. Everyone's got to think like them. But you are a unique guy, and I appreciate that. So you have now responded to Bud Light with a new ad for eGuard Watches. Tell us about it.
Well, it's not just Bud Light. I'd say I'm kind of responding to kind of the ideology that's permeated society, that
transgender
is that social. Yeah, that it's entirely a social construct. that gender doesn't exist, that biology doesn't truly exist, that if a man says they're a woman, then they're a woman, period, end of story, can't be questioned. If you questioned it, you're a terrible person, to the point where any classification, any you know, reference of measure has no meaning. So when it comes to prisons, sports, you know, looking at children, you see what's happening with children nowadays. It's pretty scary. So I just wanted to take it on head on. I thought that this, you know, after seeing Nike and Bud with the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing, I thought that it was a way to bring up the issue of athletes specifically, because it tied into that. And also athletes is a very important point, because if we allow the reclassification there, you know, if we deny the absolute truth of the differences between a male and a female when it comes to sports, then we'll deny it everywhere. And so I wanted to show kind of an emotional, hard to challenge ad that would get people realizing women work their whole lives to achieve certain things. We're just taking it away from them in the name of being progressive and tolerant, which is completely intolerant. And I thought the ad did that. I thought it captured that kind of emotional level where people can watch it, even if they're on that side, and say, you know what, maybe there is something wrong here. Maybe we do need to look at this.
Well, to me, you know, when Democrats talk about abortion and it's the war on women, first of all, half the babies they kill are women, probably more than half, you know, baby girls. Mm-hmm. So that is a war on women. That's the war on women. But let's get away from abortion. The whole transgender movement is clearly a war on women. They're saying they're a woman after being a woman for 2 weeks and you were born a woman 35 years ago. Who's the real woman, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. A man can't be a woman. A man is a man. They should not be allowed to participate in women's events or go to women's bathrooms or be in women, my daughter's locker room. It's ridiculous.
It's beyond ridiculous, actually. What it's trying to do is reframe what truth is. And if they can get you to believe whatever they want you to believe, like if there was the one thing you were going to attack and try and convince people of, and say this is the most absurd thing in the world, no one would ever believe it, it would be literally what we're doing, that there's a million genders, that a man can be a woman. We can put men in prison with women who have a history of sexual assault. This is happening. It has happened and continues to happen in different parts of the world, the United States, Canada, the UK. And so if you look at these events that have happened, if people can get you to believe a complete denial of truth, they can completely control you. It's very Orwellian. It's very kind of, you know, I'm holding up four fingers, but you have to tell me you see five because I'm telling you it's five. And that's,
well,
you know.
They've done it. Elon, they've done it with the lockdowns and the masks and the COVID vaccines. They've done it. It's like a mass psychosis. They've got people like sheep just believing whatever the vicious, evil government tells them is the truth. They believe is the truth. And I just don't understand it. I'm not susceptible to any of that. And I'm sure you're not. You sound like a great guy. And any guy who would go against Hollywood while being an actor in Hollywood is like me. You're a very tough guy and a very individualist type of person. You think for yourself. You're not a sheep. And you probably didn't jump to get vaccines or jump to wear masks or jump through a hoop to lock down. So why do you think these other people go for this stuff?
I shot a documentary on this where we're just finishing editing it now, but it's really interesting. It discusses the concept of mass psychosis, cancel culture, which then leads into mass psychosis. And there's a certain percentage of the population that's always susceptible to these things based on social pressure, authority telling them to believe certain things. There's just a psychological type of profile which will be heavily influenced by it. Now, the problem here is that those people, yes, they will be influenced, but we're allowing it to take hold because so many people in society who disagree with it are just being agreeable and silent and complicit. In other words, it's very, very hard to find people willing to stand up and shout, no. Done. I'm done. No, enough. I'm done. And you saw it during COVID. You started seeing people start doing it there. You're not seeing it in other areas where it could really kind of cut off these extremist ideologies that take hold in society. What happens is it takes 5%. It takes 5% of an extremist percent in society to start shouting and making a big hoopla about everything. And then everyone starts following suit because they want to. I don't want to have a problem. I want to be agreeable. And that's kind of what has happened. It's what's happened with all these extreme viewpoints that we see becoming the new normal. No one really believes it. The vast majority of people are not okay with these things.
Well, I know I'm not, but I certainly think most of the liberal side is, right? I mean, I think, you know, my buddy, I was just saying before you came on the show that my buddy is an actor, by the way, or was an actor. Now he's more of a voiceover guy from Los Angeles, lives in the Valley, has $1 million condo. When he comes out his door, he sends me photos and videos. All he sees is homeless tents. And you're just like, he's moving. He's moving to Georgia. He can't take it anymore. His wife's a big liberal, and even she says, I can't take it. I don't want the kids around it. We got to get out of here. And he said to me, that he sends his kids to a private school in Los Angeles, and the private school demands masks and vaccines. Now! Not in 2021. Well, now! A private school demands masks and vaccines. So he's had it, his wife's had it, and they're moving to Georgia. I mean, L.A. seems to be filled with people who accept this stuff.
It's, you know what it is? It's, again, it's an, people will put their ideology above their own common sense. They accept it because it's their religion. It's not because they necessarily, like, if you were to look at them and ask them objectively, does this make sense, they would say no. But because it's their side, their religion telling it, they have no value system in life other than this, right? They're seeking so strongly to have something to believe in. They've gotten rid of the idea of God. They've gotten rid of the idea that you should judge a person by the character, by their character, not the color of their skin. They've gone deep into identity politics, deep into all these things that are counter value systems, and now they're grasping onto those things to create new value systems, and that they have to deny what they see with their own eyes. It's the only way they can have value.
When I was in Hollywood in the 90s, I'm telling you, Elon, everybody there, all these liberal hippies that I ran into, that all these girls, they all believed that vaccines caused autism. And today, they all believe Biden and the government that they've got to take their vaccine. I just find it so strange. Can you stay for another segment? We're heading to a quick break. You hang in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Elon Shrilovich, Hollywood actor, starred in many films, including films and TV shows, including The Walking Dead. He portrayed Wesley. He's the founder and CEO of eGuard Watches. The website's eGuardWatches.com. We'll be right back. War. Wayne Allyn.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Root's on fire. My sponsor for this segment of the show, who signs the front of the check so you don't have to and you get to listen free. So you better be thankful and you better buy from these guys and you better thank these guys. You better love these guys. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality, far lower prices, all made at their manufacturing facility in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. And now they've got the beef as well. They raise their beef in open space green pastures right here in the USA. Never ever given hormones or antibiotics. Highest quality beef. Never sold in stores. Exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form. And someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, we are back with my guest, Ilan Serlovich, a Hollywood actor, starred in many films and TV shows, including The Walking Dead, where he portrayed Wesley, founder and CEO of E-Guard Watches, very cool watches. I looked them up in the break. Very cool watches, eGuardWatches.com. Ilan, I love your skeleton watch. Very cool. Very cool stuff.
Awesome.
At reasonable prices. That's what's shocking. You made nice watches at reasonable prices. I'm very surprised. It's really nice stuff. So go to eGuardWatches.com, check it out, and just understand my audience that he's a conservative in Hollywood. He's put up with a lot. He's risked his career and really hurt his career badly, just like I did. But he's now got beautiful watches at very reasonable prices, $150, $195, $300, and $500 watches. Very, very cool watches at a very reasonable price. And they look like, you know, $5,000 watches. So great job, Ilan.
Thank you.
Let's talk for a second about what I was saying when we went to the break. When I was in Hollywood, which was the 1990s and early 2000s, every one of the gals I met, right, when I was single and I'm dating all these actresses, they all tell me how vaccines are no good and Big Pharma's no good and they're greedy, evil, capitalist companies. And vaccines cause autism. You know, Jenny McCarthy, vaccines cause autism. And now all of a sudden the same actresses think it's cool to get a poisonous experimental vaccine that's forced into your arm that causes all kinds of problems, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, you name it, neurological disease, and mostly death. And they all think it's okay because the government told them it's okay and it's a Democrat government, so it's all okay to have you. You've noticed that change, right?
I've noticed just an increase in any type of hypocrisy. In the middle of COVID, you know, if you were a Trump supporter out at a rally, you were a super spreader, but the day after you could be at a Biden rally and you know, they told my friend not to go see her dying father in the hospital while a million people were out rioting for BLM and twerking in the street. And saying that those people are not spreading the virus, but you go into the hospital to see your dying father well. And people accepted this. They cheered on. You know what's the scariest part? Doctors were out marching with these people.
Right.
They were out marching. The amount of hypocrisy that takes place is so far gone that every day the news can change and people will accept it just because they're so, again, they're loyal to the ideology, the truth, the reality doesn't matter. So, yeah, they'll.
You know what the results of all this is, Elon? I don't trust doctors anymore either. I used to trust doctors and not trust government, and now I don't trust doctors at all.
Yeah.
And they turn out to be just sheep like everybody else who listen to the CDC, the FDA, the AMA, and the government, and they do whatever they have to keep paying their mortgage, to keep their salary coming in. They couldn't care less that people are dying all around them while they inject the poison in their arms. They don't care. It's amazing to me. I used to love doctors, and I've totally changed my attitude. They are sheep. It's very scary. So last but not least, let's talk about Go Woke, Go Broke, why you believe people are rejecting companies that are doing woke things like the Nikes and the Budweisers and, you know, how about Silicon Valley Bank that's out of business now? Why do you think people have caught on to this?
It's like I said previously, they're just scared to speak up, but they can speak with their dollars. You know what I mean? So a lot of people feel a certain way. They don't feel comfortable saying it. They're, for the sake of agreeableness, they just kind of sit back, but when they have an opportunity to act, which is, I'm not going to buy from this company anymore, they're starting to do it. And you know, they're hopefully on the other end, they're also starting to support companies that believe in what they believe in, because unfortunately we're getting to a point where a dual economy, and it's not by our choice. They started doing this a long time ago. They started censoring us, telling people not to buy our stuff, trying to destroy companies that disagree with them. So now that people on our side are doing it back,
now
you know,
it's bad.
Fair play, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I think it's great. You know, I have a new book out. You probably don't even know that, Elon, but my new book is a number one hit. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott Book. Check it out. It's the great conservative companies to buy from that you know your money is not going to fuel the destruction of America and everything you believe in. You know, the church, religion, faith in God, your family, police, military. If you love all those things, these are the companies where they're not trying to destroy every single thing you believe in. American values, Judeo-Christian values, American exceptionalism, good companies. So I put the book together with all the best companies, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. It's great to have you on, Elon Cernovich. He is a Hollywood actor, Walking Dead. He portrayed Wesley. He's been in many films and shows. Most importantly now, he's a businessman, the founder and CEO of eGuard Watches. The website is eGuardWatches.com. And I just looked in the break. They are beautiful watches at very reasonable prices. He does a great job. Quality stuff at a low price. Love it. Elon, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thanks so much.
All right. Good guy. Got to reward him, guys. eGuard Watches. He gave up his Hollywood career, you know? So did I. Because these people are all insane in Hollywood. They can't take dissent. They don't believe in anything that you believe in that's different from what they believe in, you've got to be canceled. It's a sickness, a mental illness. We'll be right back. Lindell TV coming up next.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.